Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now, I will turn the meeting over to Mr. Brad Willard. Sir, you may begin.
Hi. Thanks very much, and thanks everyone on the call. Just a quick introduction. My name's Brad Willard, and I'm the channel sales manager for most of the automation portfolio, which includes the NetCool products. We also have George Hunter, who is the enablement guy for the majority of the NetCool products, and Robin Cohen, who's on the product management team for the Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager products. What we're going to talk to you today about is part of the broader initiative that we have, which is driving more integration between our product sets and hopefully creating more value for the end customers and making it easier for our partners to position, support, and sell our products. One of the key efforts from the NetCool side is merging our wireline and wireless capabilities. And as we do that technically, as well as from a marketing and even from a legal perspective, there's several issues and considerations that we want our partners to be aware of and understand how to relate this to their customers and understand it basically themselves. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about the entitlement migration, and I'll turn it over to Robin to lead you through that discussion.
Thanks, Brad. So this is Robin Cohen, and I am the product manager for Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager, specifically the wireline component, sort of formally known as Proviso. And I'm on the first slide right now of our slide deck. So today we're going to be talking about the entitlement migration. I'll give you just a little bit of background if for some reason the concept of Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager as opposed to its component parts is new to you at this point. But largely we're going to be focusing very specifically on the kind of business issue here, the entitlement migration. Going on to the second slide, the kind of non-disclosure, this slide deck was originally developed really for our internal migrations team, so it's really focusing on the license migration. It wasn't really intended as a customer-facing deck. This is kind of especially for you. The product transition itself and the license transition, that's not any big secret, but just the nature of the slides in the deck are more kind of internal business focused and not really intended as a customer deck. So just kind of note that. Going on to slide three, the agenda. So what I'm going to cover today, I am just going to spend like one slide just reminding you of what Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager is and how it relates to its component pieces. But then we're going to focus on the product migration, and when I say product migration, I mean license migration. We're not talking about technical today. Then I will go into specific details on what the Proviso and the TNPMW, the wireless license migrations, are all about. Mention very briefly what the other Valence products, what their situation is, and talk to you about resources and contacts. And we're, again, you're in listen-only mode. We'll have some questions at the end if you want, but I would ask you to hold your questions to the end. Thank you. Going on to slide four, please. So Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager was announced in November of 2008, and it is Tivoli's performance management solution for networks. It is, well, it's not that new anymore. It's a commercial bundle that is combining two formerly separate products, NetCool Proviso for the fixed or wireline networks, and Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager for wireless, for the wireless networks, which was formerly known when it was in Valent as Network Assure. So that bundle today, the TNPM bundle, is just a bundle today of separate products, but the two are also converging. And that roadmap is the topic of a different presentation, and I would urge you, if you're all going to Pulse, to take advantage of the presentations there for the discussion on what the technical convergence and the technical roadmap are. So today, because the products are separate, customers would buy the bundle, but they would choose to deploy either the fixed wireline component, namely Proviso, or the wireless component, or they could do both, depending on them. And there will be customers, for instance, enterprise customers, not service providers, who would only be interested in the fixed IP, and just like that there might be service providers that might be only interested in the wireless. So there's a mix or match possible there. Okay, so that's all on the kind of the bundle itself. Let me start with the migration now on slide 5. So in history and then moving forward here, as I mentioned, the bundle itself was announced in November 2008, and there was an IBM RFA, an announcement, an official product announcement on that. In April of last year, we announced the withdrawal from marketing, in other words, the removal from the price list of the formerly standalone product. So Tivoli, NetCool Proviso, and TNPMW were removed from the active price list, and that's both for new licenses and renewals. So renewals as well as new sales should be done under the TNPM bundle. And again, that's the topic of this today a little bit. In the reference section, which I'm going to talk to you about, if you're not familiar with the TNPM pricing, which is slightly different than the pricing of the previous components, there is a presentation posted on PartnerWorld that steps you through what that is like. Now, I did want to note that we have to separate out here the business and the kind of technical. So there was no end of support of the separate components. You can still get patches and fixed packs and things like that of these separate components of Proviso and TNPMW. However, new releases of the code and the technology packs are only being posted under TNPM. And, you know, one of the reasons for that is that pretty soon, over time, you know, by the end of this year, the separate products as separate entities are going to start to go away, and they are converging. So, you know, there will come a time when it's just not possible to distinguish the two, and that's why the new code is being posted under the bundle only. Now, for your customers, there may be varying levels of understanding and visibility of this transition. There was an official announcement, as I mentioned, of the new bundle, but in terms of the removal from the price list of the old parts, because the old products, the standalone products, were only under FCT, the flexible contract terms, and not in Passport, there was no official announcement of that withdrawal. It was just done via a Tivoli sales flash. So just wanted to make you aware of that. And that's one of the reasons we're having this discussion today, because we want to raise that awareness of everybody. Going on to slide 6. So generally, on this entitlement migration, existing customers with NetCool Proviso or TNPMW license entitlements, those that bought those former products, they need to be migrated to TNPM entitlements by the renewals and the migration teams who are available to help. TNPM is available both under Passport and FCT. The pricing and the structure are identical between them. There is no reason, you know, to go to one versus the other to get a better price or anything else. The only reason to stay in FCT are for those customers under partners, perhaps like yourself, who, you know, are strictly FCT. Now, in theory, this migration of the license entitlements can happen any time between now and the next time these customers renew. However, as I did mention, new code updates are only being posted to the new bundle. So to that extent, there is some urgency to try to get these customers migrated over. As I said, fixed packs and patches and things like that, they can continue to get because that's kind of independent of entitlements. But for new releases, it's only going to be under that new bundle. Okay, going on to the next slide, slide 7. So I want to emphasize here, because there has been some confusion about the difference between the entitlement migration and the code upgrade. So basically, there really isn't a connection. The license entitlement migration is not a software upgrade or a code migration. It's essentially paperwork to make sure that the customers have the entitlements for the licenses so they can get to the right support sites and things like that. The only connection there is, as I mentioned, in order to get the new releases of code, they need this new entitlement. So the customers do not have to go through any kind of code migration before they do this this license migration. It's just that if they do want to upgrade and get new releases, they do need to go through this. So I hope that's clear. So for Proviso today, the release of code that is available under the TNPM bundle is the same as that which is available under the Proviso entitlement. And that's just because when we did our last major release, it was right before this bundle was announced. So in that case, the latest rev of code under both is the same. The only exception is that the latest technology packs are, again, only being posted under TNPM. But the future releases later this year are only going to be posted under TNPM. I'm repeating this many times just to try to make this point, so I'm hoping that I'm being clear here. For TNPMW on wireless, there is a new core release. So the last release under the old former separate entitlement is different and older than the latest core release, which is 1.2.1 that is available under just the bundle. And the same situation is true with the tech packs, that the latest tech packs are on under TNPM. Okay, so I hope that distinction is clear. So let me go on to slide 8. I'm going to now start talking about the entitlement migration process. And this is generic, and then we will talk about specific product details. So, in general, entitlement migration can be triggered by the customer themselves, by you, our partners, or it can be just kind of part of the renewal process, as opposed to starting it early. But as I said, the sooner the better. The entitlement migration in both cases is not automatic because there are some changes in the metrics, in the pricing metrics and the pricing structure. It's not an automatic one-to-one mapping. So there is some involvement with the renewals team, the migration team, that you need to go with to have a discussion with the customer. Stacy Ness's team is the team that is working on this. Her contact information is here. I also have that at the end of the presentation. So now I'm going to talk about the specific details of the structure differences in the migration for the specific component products. So skipping through slide 9, going on to slide 10, we're going to talk about Proviso, and slide 11 is the first slide where we're going to talk about that. So here is a comparison between the old Proviso pricing and the new TNPM pricing. So generally speaking, because there's a kind of a mapping coming up on the next slide, old Proviso had these starter kits that had, depending on the starter kit, it had a Proviso base to it, a few key application packs, and note we have a change in terminology here from application to technology pack. It's just to be consistent between those two products. And a number of Proviso managed resources that were included, plus 20 concurrent report users. There were then some options, a series of options, and note from a conceptual standpoint, the component of the pricing that was a measured network size, because in both cases the pricing is varied based on the size of the network, the metric for it was a Proviso resource, which could roughly be an interface or an SLA probe. And there were a number of tiers of application packs. Now, on the Proviso side, there were 4 different starter kits, and those are listed there. And it is a little bit different on the TNPM side. So let me go into the TNPM side of this now. There is only one base. That base, there's not different flavors of it, it's just one. It does not include anything with it. It does not include packs or resources or users or anything. The number of options are reduced. So where, as before, we had, I think, three or four different options, only two of them are available now. The rest are all merged into the base entitlement. So customers that had those former options, they essentially, they will keep those options, but they are, they won't appear as a renewal item. They are merged under the base. The network size is counted by now the IBM standard metric called an RVU, a resource value unit. And we are counting network devices now in most cases instead of proviso resources. So, of course, there is a difference between a resource like a single interface and a device. And as such, you'll see in the reference TNPM pricing overview that we actually have eight different tiers of devices, really only three or four of which apply to most customers at any one time. And you basically have to count up the number of devices and convert those. There's some tables involved to an RVU, and there's a volume discount involved to get to that RVU count. The technology packs are essentially under the same structure. There's five tiers now instead of four because we've merged together the wireless and wireline into one set of tiers, and you know, one of the tiers has been added because of the wireless side. So essentially the application packs are more or less the same. So that's really the difference at an overview level of this pricing. What I'm going to do now in slide 12 is talk about the specific mapping and how the mapping gets done. Again, the migration specialist can help you do this. So if I start with the proviso side on slide 12, going to the TNPM side, there were four starter kits on the proviso side, and one of them, the SSM one, was a little bit different. So I'm going to talk about the main three of them first, and then I will cover the fourth. So the three other starter kits were comprised of as I said, it was a proviso base, some packs, and some resources. It also included some concurrent users. The concurrent users were kind of doing away with that concept, so that's all unlimited concurrent users are included in the base. So that doesn't get mapped either. So for each of these three starter kits, an existing proviso user will be entitled to one TNPM base. They will get three of the Tier 1 tech packs, and they will get a certain number of RVUs, and we're going to have that discussion a little bit later about how we determine what the number of RVUs are. The SSM starter kit was always a little bit different. It had only one tech application pack with it, and it was very specifically mapped to 2,000 servers. So the entitlement for the few customers that have this starter kit is a little bit different. They will get one TNPM base. They will just get one technology pack, very specifically the SSM pack, and their 2,000 servers maps to exactly 700 RVUs. So that is maybe the easiest of the migrations. For customers who bought their app packs separately, the mapping is a pretty simple one-to-one mapping with the TNPM tech pack. The only difference is that anybody who had a Tier 4 Proviso tech pack, and there were very few of those map actually to a Tier 5. So it's one-to-one, should be the exact same tier except for this one case of Proviso Tier 4. The in terms of the options, real-time reporting and the data access API, those are still existing options, and those map over straightforward one-to-one. Any of the other options are now all included in the base, so there's no mapping that happens for that. Those just, as separate charges, those just go away. So let's talk about Proviso resources versus TNPM RVUs, because this is the main complication of this migration. So we tried to figure out if there was a way to map some number of Proviso resources to some number of RVUs, and it just didn't work. The concepts are very different. A resource can be one interface. A device can have, anywhere between 10 and 1,000 interfaces. There just wasn't a good number to pick between 10 and 1,000 that we could automatically map these. So the way this mapping is going to get done is the customer will need to provide a list of devices according to the TNPM device mapping. And as I mentioned, for all but the biggest customers, it's probably there's only going to be like maybe two or three tiers at the most involved in this. VoIP phones are counted a little bit differently, or cable modems, but that involves a smaller number of customers. So for most customers with standard kinds of devices, it's probably going to be they're all going to be tier 5 or tier 6 devices. So we need to get a number of what those devices are. And then they will get put through the algorithm, as mentioned in the pricing overview and the RFA, to convert those to RVUs. And what we are going to kind of say is if the customer gives us their managed network, and that was, that size network, let's say it was 100 devices, if when they were buying Proviso, their network was 100 devices, or they have purchased Proviso entitlements for 100 devices, we're just going to map them over. We're not going to, try to figure out whether they added or subtracted. But the whole point is that they should do this conversion for the number of entitlements that they bought before, so that we're not giving them freebies for expanding their network. So that's the way it's basically done. And again, that TNPM pricing overview that should be on Partner World can step you through that. The only thing that I want to mention in terms of changes is that the rules have changed a little bit for non-production servers and also for high availability. In the old pricing, high availability counted, and there were special options for it. Under the IBM rules, any server that is a warm standby, and that is the case with Proviso, basically you don't have to get a different license for that. So that's a little bit of a change. On the non-production servers, all the non-production servers, the test environments, they do need to be counted. There has been a discount available, I believe, but they do need licenses for all of that. Okay, going on to slide 13 then. Just to kind of summarize before I go on to the wireless side, TNPM as a bundle is available in both FCT and Passport. And as I said, the pricing overview has the details on how to price for a new customer, so it will kind of give you an idea of more about this, what this mapping is about. That pricing overview also has the part numbers for FCT and Passport. It describes in more detail this process for counting TNPM, the managed devices, and converting them to RVUs. And it also has some of this detail on the differences between the two pricing structures. A few customers have part numbers not mentioned on this previous slide. There were a few part numbers that during the old Micromuse transition somehow got created. We're not sure why. Customers, they're essentially mistakes, and customers have been renewing on these part numbers for a long time. And examples of these are there's something called a data channel managing server, and there was even a Riverstone application pack. And these are all discontinued. Riverstone doesn't exist anymore, so that there is no pack for that. And they're really, I don't know where some of these other things come from, but there they are. So if you find a part number that doesn't look like it's mapping, again, the migration team knows how to contact me to figure out how we map some of those over. There's just a very few of the customers that are on those. But I wanted to mention them to you in case you stumble across them. So that's all on the Proviso side. I'm next going to spend a few minutes on the wireless side, on the TNPMW side, before wrapping it up, and that is a little more straightforward. So, again, comparing on slide 15, the difference between the old TNPMW wireless standalone pricing and the new TNPM pricing. The old TNPMW pricing had a core, and the TNPM is the same. They had something called data sources, one per connection, and essentially this concept has been merged into the tech packs. The tech packs themselves were counted based on network size, in some cases by RVU, and that's changing. There was something called a premium tech pack that was counted per instance, and now the premium tech packs are just now one of the TNPM tiers. And there is and was the tech pack development kit, and there is no change to that. That technology pack development kit remains only on FCT, and it's still available. So under the TNPM pricing for wireless send, there is the TNPM base, which I said maps very cleanly. Let me just talk about the tech packs and come back to RVU. So the technology packs now are not sized according to the size of the network. Like the Proviso ones, they are per core instance. So for every instance of the core, you would buy one technology pack for that, regardless of the size of the network. Your network size is then counted separately by RVU, the RVU counts, and it's pretty straightforward for the wireless side. You're just counting the cells or the sectors, which is, I think they're device tiers, I think it's 3 and 4. So it's really quite straightforward. And as I said, the tech pack development kit is still available. Going on to slide 16, this talks about the mapping in specifically. So if you have a customer with a TNPMW entitlement, for every base, they get a TNPM base. And oh, by the way, when they get that base, when they do that entitlement migration, they also are entitled to a Proviso base. And that's kind of one of the benefits of moving over. Now, you know, they still have to buy RVUs and the Proviso app packs or the technology packs, but, you know, that's a nice little bonus for them. On the TNPMW side, for the tech packs that they have, tech packs will get mapped to either a Tier 2 or a Tier 4 TNPM pack. And the cells and sectors, the RVUs that were being counted for the TNPMW tech packs are now going to get converted to the TNPM resource value unit. With the premium tech packs from before, that will get mapped to either a Tier 4 or 5 TNPM tech pack. And if for some reason all the RVUs that they had were not covered by the above, then they may have to purchase additional RVUs. So basically at the end of the day, you know, all of their cells and sectors that are being managed, regardless of tech packs, have to be covered by RVUs. The data sources, as I said, they kind of go away. They don't get mapped to anything. They're folded into the technology packs. And the tech pack dev kit stays as is. So that's fairly straightforward. That's the end of the TNPMW migration. On slide 17, skipping over to slide 18, let me just mention the other Valiant legacy products such as NPR, MPN, and Prospect. There's no straight entitlement migration for those at this point. And Troy Bennett would be the contact for that if you've got questions on that. His contact information is coming up. So that is the end of the discussion on this. Let me skip through slide 19 to 20 to talk about your resources and your contacts. I did mention that other presentation that should be on Partner World. And here are your contact informations on the last slide, slide 20. So Brad Willard, who introduced himself, is the channel manager. George Hunter, who has been silently listening to us, is the Tivoli Sales Enablement Manager, so he's another good contact to start with. I mentioned Stacy Ness. She heads up the migration team, so she would be working with you directly on these migrations. Troy Bennett, as I mentioned just a little while ago, is the key contact for the Valiant legacy products, and also he's our effectively NetCool Performance Manager, kind of sales support liaison. So these are all good folks to start off with if you have some basic questions. As I mentioned, I'm the Proviso Product Manager, the TNPMW Wireless Component Product Manager, and my counterpart on the wireless side for TNPMW Wireless Component is Damian McCoy. So that concludes my presentation. With that, if we're able to take some questions, I can take some questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw a request, press star 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. At this time, there are no questions.
That's great. I hope the presentation was very clear. Brad, did you want to say anything in closing? Else, I will say just thank you, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the time, and hope this was helpful. If you need more resources, you know where to get them, and we hope to see most, if not all, of you at Pulse in a couple weeks.
That concludes our session, then.
Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.